I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Numerous changes in the offseason around South Florida with coaching changes, new coaches, coaches going here and there. One of the coaches that was on the move spent a really, really good and productive time at Douglas High School, helping to develop some tremendous talent, made the playoffs quite a few times, I think two or three times during his time as a head coach. Had a battle through the strike or the shortened COVID year. But Quentin Short is regarded as one of the top coaches in South Florida for a reason. And he goes from Douglas High School to his new position at Piper. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach Short, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing good. Change of scenery, same philosophy. Obviously, I know that your time at Douglas was very productive and rewarding, and you met a lot of guys and a lot of people that I'm sure you're going to have lasting relationships. But here you are with a new position, an opportunity to kind of rekindle a sleeping giant is what I call it, because there's a lot of talent in the area.
Yeah, no, very excited that, you know, I'm able to bring five of my guys from Douglas off the staff with me, and you know, have retained some guys over there, and we're super excited to get started. We, you know, we've been working out now for, this is the second week, and just, you know, really getting to know the kids, build relationships with them, and just, you know, instilling our work ethic and hard work that we've had so much success with in the past. So, you know, like you said, this is a place that's been successful in the past, and we feel the same as you do, that it's a sleeping giant, and you know, we're there to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes change is good. I mean, you know, I mean, especially, you know, at the high school ranks. I know there's a lot of guys like Bill Castle just stepped down after 42 years at Lakeland, which is really not the norm. I mean, you know, coaches move around all the time. They get an opportunity, you know, I mean, some things work out better for them. But you've always been somebody who's more of a teacher. You like to develop kids. You're teaching the knowledge that you've had over the past coaching with and, you know, for a lot of guys. Talk about that, because I think in this day and age, Coach, teaching is everything, because of the fact that, you know, I mean, you teaching the X's and O's, coaching the discipline, because whatever you teach them at this level, it's going to pretty much stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've always kind of taken pride in that, you know, is you know, developing young men and you know, teaching them the fundamentals of the game, and just like you said, the X's and O's, the situational football. And so, you know, we've always taken pride in that, and that's something we're going to bring here. Is, you know, we're going to coach these kids and coach them hard, and, you know, and really get after it and help them develop and get to where they want to be.
I mean, and you know as well as anybody, I mean, winning cures everything. Once you win, everybody wants to be a part of that. You saw that at Douglas. You had that really, really, really good year you know, everybody wanted to be a part of it. You had a good recruiting base as far as the youth football. What about here? I mean, because I know there's a lot of youth football programs, you know, in the area, the Sawgrass Gators. They have a lot of the programs. Obviously, they also get kids from the Plantation Athletic League over there, the PAL team. Have you had an opportunity to reach out to some of the youth football coaches yet, or any of the youth football organizations?
Yeah, we've been in contact with a couple of them already. You know, went out and checked out Lauderhill Broncos, and we've been in touch with a couple other you know, places, and you know, we're just super excited. Like I said, there's you know, tons of athletes, a lot of talent. And, you know, we're just ready to get to work. And like I said, just really, you know, the biggest thing right now is just building relationships with these guys. You know, it's, you know, six new coaches coming in. They don't know us. So we're, you know, we're trying to, you know, get to know them personally, learn names, and just, you know, and get them to trust us and just show them that, you know, that we're going to be here for the long haul, and we're going to work them, and we're ready to go. But yeah, so just super excited, man. I can't, you know, I live a half a mile from Piper High School, this community that I live in. So just, I'm so excited to be able to coach and you know, the place where I live. So that's huge, and we're excited, man. I can't say it enough.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Coach Quentin Short joining us, new Piper High School football coach. As we told you, the program has kind of really been dormant for a few years, but they've had success in the past. They've had really good football teams. The area, as Coach Short was saying, that it's conducive, the fan support, you know, tradition. They've had some really, really good football players that played there in the past. The one thing that I always, you know, look at, coaches, are the youth football programs and how much they, you know, start watching at a young age. And, you know, you look at a lot of those programs, you know, in like the Miami-Dade teams with Miami Central and Northwestern, you know, as far as public schools. And they all grow up as 7 and 8 and 9 year old kids wishing, hey, one day I want to wear that uniform. There's a lot of that with Piper, because I know that a lot of kids in the past that grew up in the area, you know, went to the games, family took them, you know, to see siblings or relatives. And it's something that they've kind of, you know, it's stuck with them for a long time. You're moving into a situation, as you said, it's a good family atmosphere, and an opportunity for you to kind of grow and move on. And I, you know what, I appreciate what you've done, and certainly it seems like it's going to be pretty decent. We're going to come out and see you during the spring, obviously. You know that we've always supported you and what you guys have done, and we're looking forward to your new endeavor.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. Like I said, you've always been a big fan, and you know, you coming out there and really you work so hard for these kids, and you know, trying to get everybody exposure. So, you know, happy for what you do, and like I said, we're just, you know, I know I keep saying it, but we're super excited, man, and just ready to get to work. And like I said, we've been at it for 2 weeks now, and just you know, can't wait to get this thing going, and we get in the spring ball and put some pads on and see what we got.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't wish you nothing but the best, man. You've been a hard worker. Somebody has changed a lot of lives. I knew you'll continue doing that at Piper, and we're anxious to come out and see you.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
Good stuff. Coach Quentin Short, new head coach at Piper High School, after, as I said, spending some time over Douglas. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!